So, yeah, we have some events and some activities, as we have done on a regular basis on the Morning Team show, to provide these updates for you. They've been a little curtailed because of, obviously, what's going on. A lot of organizations and fundraising and events and activities and not going on, canceled, postponed, and things like that. If you have something that is actually on or being done, we'd like to know, and we'll do our best to pass it along. You can send messages to Charlie at WSGW.com or Dave or the news site, news at WSGW.com. For example, you know, River Days in Midland is supposed to be going on, but doing so with a variety of different online availabilities, such as tonight, it's Drive-In Movie Night, and Princess Bride will be shown at the Midland Fairgrounds tonight at 9:30. Vehicles can begin arriving at 8:30. You have to use Airport Road entrance. The fairgrounds can host up to 200 cars for this big screen showing, and it's a first-come, first-served basis. And if you need more to know about this to secure your spot, I guess you can make a reservation because it says visit riverdaysmidland.com to secure your spot. Bring your own food and beverage, by the way, because concessions will not be available on site. So that's going on tonight at the Midland Fairgrounds at 9:30. Again, riverdaysmidland.com. Tomorrow, Saturday, the River Days Talent Show is going on, and it's going to be live streamed on the River Days Facebook page at 6 p.m. There'll be a voting component where Midland residents can select who they believe had the best talent. The new winner to receive, as they say here, eternal bragging rights and a super secret prize. So again, riverdaysmidland.com. Find out more, riverdaysmidland.com, for the movie tonight or the talent showcase going on tomorrow. City of Saginaw continues to host the 2020 Census on the Go awareness events. And there's one more event that's planned today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Houghton Jones Neighborhood Resource Center at 1708 Johnson, where local volunteers and city staff members will be on hand to assist citizens who want to complete the online census. Computers available for you to do just that. Participants can enjoy a free lunch, free giveaways. Hand sanitizer and disinfectants will be available. Participants are asked to have appropriate face coverings and adhere to the social distancing guidelines. But in the city of Saginaw, a Census on the Go event today, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Houghton Jones Neighborhood Resource Center at 1708 Johnson in Saginaw. Fridays at the Falls continues in Bay City at the 3rd Street Waterfall Park. And the String Thing Band performing tonight. The show begins at 6 p.m. Again, Friday at the Falls in Bay City, 6 p.m. for the String Thing Band. And at the Midland Center for the Arts, the Center Stage Theater continues to perform. The William Shakespeare's plays are performing all 37 plays, and I think they're up to number 18. It's a performance conducted virtually via Zoom and broadcast on Facebook Live, and it happens each Friday evening at 9 p.m. on the Midland Center's Facebook page, and visit midlandcenter.org/virtual events, midlandcenter.org/virtual events to find out more. This coming Wednesday is the final Jazz in the Garden for the concert series at the Anderson Memorial Garden in Saginaw. And the new Reformation Jazz Band is going to be performing on August the 5th, next Wednesday. They were supposed to kick off the whole series, but it had to be canceled due to the extreme heat we were having earlier in July. But yeah, the final performance with the new Reformation Jazz Band this coming Wednesday, August 5th, 7 o'clock. It's free. Entry only through the Ezra Rust Drive gate. Gates open at 6, and attendance is capped at the first 85 people. So it's first come, first served, and you have to have a mask required for entry. Find out more by visiting the Anderson and Richmond Center online site. Another opportunity for you to make yourself available for the food pantry at the First Presbyterian Church next Wednesday. Every Wednesday, the food pantry is open. First come, first serve. It's drive-through, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw, 121 South Harrison in Saginaw. That's a corner of Court and Webster. It's for you to have the chance to get what you may need, or tell family or friends who may be in need as well. Reminder about the Region 7 Area Agency on Aging, with the free vision, dental, and hearing aid programs available for those 60 and older. If you are a resident of Bay City, or I should say of Bay County, Clare, Gladwin, Gratiot, Huron, Isabella, Midland, Saginaw, Sanilac, or Tuscola County, free services available through September 30th or until special funding is depleted. So if you are in need and would like to try and take advantage of free vision, dental, and hearing aid programs, again, for 60 or older in the counties mentioned, contact the Region 7 Area Agency on Aging, 1-800-858-1637. That's 800-858-1637. You can always go online, region7aaa.org, region7aaa.org. That's region, the number 7, aaa.org. And a reminder that we have a couple of events that will be taking place that involve the Alzheimer's Association. The Fight to End Alzheimer's, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is scheduled for September 12th. And instead of hosting a large gathering, the Alzheimer's Association is encouraging participants to walk as individuals or in small groups on sidewalks, on tracks, and trails across the region. You can really still register and help out when it comes to raising awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. You go to alz.org/walk, alz.org/walk. It's coming up September 12th, so you have a little time, but you might want to know how it's actually going to take place this year instead of the large gathering with the smaller groups and individuals who are participating as they can. The Alzheimer's Association and that Walk to End Alzheimer's, alz.org/walk. Find out more that way.